The head of NASA is expected to leave the space agency soon. Sean O'Keefe has applied for a job as chancellor of Louisiana State University's main campus. NPR's David Kestenbaum covers the space agency, and he joins me now. Hi, David.
Hi.
So is this a done deal?
It's not a done deal exactly yet, but O'Keefe is seen as a leading candidate for the job. The university has been trying to woo him for quite a while, and there's been talk on the Hill that O'Keefe has been angling for some other job. One source who's familiar with the negotiations says, yes, O'Keefe is expected to be leaving the space agency, and it has been a difficult few years there.
Is the departure voluntary?
And there aren't any indications, at least to me, that he's been pushed out. You know, he's been an administrator during the Columbia space shuttle accident. He was administrator during the deaths of seven astronauts. He says that that's been very difficult for him. When he walks down the hallway to his office, he walks by the photographs of those astronauts. And there are hard things ahead for the agency. They're planning to try and finish building the space station by 2010, which is a very, very aggressive schedule. They're going to have to be launching space shuttles every 2 to 3 months. And I think it's unclear if they can do that. They still haven't found a way to repair the space shuttle wing in orbit, which is one of the things they've been trying to do. And of course, he's been in trouble recently over his decision not to send astronauts up to fix the Hubble Space Telescope.
Given all those difficulties, how is Sean O'Keefe's tenure at NASA going to be regarded?
There are a number of people who feel like Sean O'Keefe did reasonably well given the situation. They feel like he fought very hard for the agency, and at a time when there have been budget cuts basically all around, NASA did very well in the 2005 budget, and in fact got a lot of freedom with how they spend the money that they did get. So that's seen as either a big vote of confidence from the Hill or a testimony to O'Keefe's ability to get what the agency needs. He also helped establish a new vision for the agency, which O'Keefe feels will really unify and help move the agency forward. And that vision is to send humans back to the moon and then on to Mars, though that's controversial with some in the scientific community. And he's not the astronomy community and the scientific community has never, I think, has never been quite sure where they stand with Sean O'Keefe. He's not a scientist by training. His background's in management, and he's been called the bean counter. In fact, he has a small can of beans on his desk given to him as a joke by some former management colleagues. But, you know, the complaint from scientists you hear about him is that they feel like he regards them as a special interest group instead of an essential part of the space agency. And in particular, I think the people who are interested and concerned about the Hubble Space Telescope feel like if Sean O'Keefe leaves, that's a major obstacle removed.
Any idea who might replace him?
There's talk that Ron Kadish, Lieutenant General, who recently ran the missile defense effort at the Department of Defense, is one person that the administration is interested in. He certainly has experience. He'd be a second military person because O'Keefe was Secretary of the Navy. And I think from the scientist perspective, he would be probably not so happy about him because they feel like the missile defense effort was another thing that didn't have a lot of good science behind it, and they would probably be unhappy to see another person who is accustomed to ignoring what they see as sound scientific advice in there. But, you know, it's a long ways before we have a replacement at this point.
NPR's science correspondent David Kestenbaum, thank you.
Thank you.